I was actually starting to feel a little anxious when I thought about this, because we're talking about something that terrified you as a kid, but now not really scary at all.
Yeah.
But then we started going back at like some of the things that we were afraid of when we were kids, and I started to think, I'm like,
still afraid.
That still scares me.
Yeah. What are you still scared of? Wait, I thought the topic was what we're not scared of anymore, but right. We just changed it.
I know, but I'm starting to like, I came up with like my list, and now part of me is like, oh man, I'm still kind of, can I be partially afraid of it?
So the one we were talking about was when you're coming up the basement stairs.
Ugh.
And it's like you have to run the last 4 or 5 stairs because there's something going to get you behind you. Now, when I was a kid, I ran almost the entire flight of stairs and was terrified. Now it's like I kind of talk myself out of it. I'm like, this is silly. Why are you afraid? But then I get to that last
step
and
I
still, and I still book. So
you just reach around the corner, turn the light off. Yeah. See, there is one thing that I'm not scared of that much anymore.
Okay.
And that is public speaking.
Oh, well, you have practice now.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, though, I was terrified to just talk to anybody. Besides, if you weren't my brother or my parents, I probably wasn't going to talk to you.
Little shy Johnny Winehart.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to picture it, actually.
No, I was very shy. I would hide behind my brothers most of the time. I mean, I was very vocal and funny and did all the, you know, public speaking in front of them, but it was more family speaking, I guess.
Yeah.
But other people, no way, man.
Well, you got over that one.
Kind of.
There you go.
Yeah.
But that's still a practice.
There's still a little bit of fear every once in a while.
Yeah. I see it. I see the fear in your eyes right now. Yeah. You're white knuckling this.
Oh, my gosh. So what is one of yours?
Oh, well, okay. So this is so dumb. When I was a kid, my family watched Ripley's Believe It or Not, the television show. And I watched an episode where there were like a tribe of people who had learned to swallow their own tongues. As I recall, I was like 5 years old, so I don't remember it very closely. But then I thought I was going to do that accidentally.
Oh, gosh.
And so I would lay in bed at night, like biting my tongue really hard, hoping to not swallow it. And I did that for years. Years.
So you just thought you were going to fall asleep.
Just randomly swallow my tongue.
And you're just going to just fall back in there and never come back.
Yes. I did think that. Yeah.
I think you win right now.
It's the dumbest. And it took me a long time to get over.
We're talking about things that terrified you when you were a kid, but now, not scary at all. And Megan, you mentioned earlier swallowing your tongue was one of them.
Yeah. Not scared of that now, just so everyone knows.
So
just for the record.
What about, because a lot of people's fears are animal related.
Yeah.
So do you have any animals that you were afraid of?
And this is all becoming like really embarrassing about me. Yes. When I was a little kid, my best friend, who was kind of a jerk, she was really mean, she told me that while I was walking home from her house, because we lived, like, there was a little patch of woods between us.
Yeah.
And she said, while I was walking, a groundhog would jump out and attack me. And I didn't know what a groundhog looked like. It sounded really scary.
Right.
I didn't realize it was just, like, a little cute woodchuck.
Oh, they're adorable.
They're adorable, and they don't really, as a general, I guess unless they're rabid or something, they don't run out and attack people. But I was terrified, and I imagined a groundhog would be this huge, like, I thought it was like a warthog.
Oh,
like
big
thing, like
a big
tusks.
Hairy pig thing.
And so I'd be walking home from her house terrified that this beast was going to run out.
Oh, my gosh.
And get me.
Now I'm afraid of that.
Are you afraid of groundhogs, too?
I'm not afraid. I don't think I've ever been afraid of groundhogs because they're cute.
They are. They're adorable.
And but I didn't see them all that much. I'd see them, you know, out in the fields here and there.
They're shy little guys. They don't. Really,
They stay where they want to go.
Right.
And they try not to be out. If they're out in your lawn, they run away as soon as you see them. But give us a call, 934-9830. What is something that terrified you as a kid, but it's not scary at all? So you're not scared of a groundhogs anymore, right?
I'm not. Nope. They're okay. I'm all right with groundhogs.
On our Facebook page, Tracy says shots.
Oh. She got over that though, huh?
She got over that, I guess.
Good.
I have determined that when I was thinking about all of these things, the things that terrified me as a kid, but not scary at all, that list got shorter and shorter as I started to think about them.
Because you're really still scared of everything?
I am terrified of getting shots.
Okay. What about getting your blood drawn?
I almost pass out.
I have a memory of my mom having to get like 3 nurses to hold me down to get my blood drawn. It doesn't bother me at all anymore.
My blood, I one time tried to get blood recently, and I don't know if it was because I was getting really psyched up about it and getting really ready for it and really wanted to do it, But my blood pressure was way high because I was freaking out about it.
Yeah.
Because it's not the actual needle going in. It's the thought that there will be a needle going in sometime.
Yes.
And then taking something out of me.
And you don't know when. You're like, oh, now? Is it now?
Yeah. Like the anticipation is what builds me up into a fear, because if you just, as soon as I walked in, you just kind of said, hey, so let's get your blood pressure and let's just, oh, there's the needle in my arm. If you just surprise me, you have to almost be like a little kid.
You come at it from all sides. Yeah. You have no idea what's going to happen. Yeah.
If you just put like a piece of candy over here and I look the other way and then you get a needle in my arm, I'm totally fine with that. But it's the fact that it's going to go into my arm sometime.
I just don't know when. Yep. I gotcha. Yeah. You need a team.
I'm sweating just thinking about
it. If you're going to get your blood drawn, there needs to be like seven people involved.
There needs to be seven people. Probably.
I don't think it's worth it.
Probably a mariachi band.
Maybe, I don't know that anyone needs your blood that much.
Maybe a comedian somewhere.
Mariachi band would be very distracting.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
And it'd be entertaining, and I think I would be just fine.